Governor Spencer Cox announced at his monthly news conference on Thursday that Utah's COVID-19 cases have plateaued. Although there are a few incidents of breakthrough cases where a vaccinated person becomes sick, the vast majority of new cases and hospitalizations are unvaccinated individuals.
Short story, vaccines work. They work at the rates we were told they were going to work. They're incredibly successful, and we need people to get vaccinated.
Cox says since March 23rd, almost 97% of the over 28,000 COVID-19 cases in the state were in unvaccinated people. In that same time, just over 95% of 1,625 COVID-19 hospitalizations were for unvaccinated people. COVID is not the only crisis the state is facing right now, as Utah experiences possibly the worst drought in the state's history. Cox says as of June 1st, statewide reservoir levels are 15% lower than last year. Reservoirs are already lower than the year before, with 21 out of Utah's 42 reservoirs below 55%. Governor Cox says he met with the Attorney General's office and his general counsel, and he does not have the authority to implement a statewide ban on fireworks this year. He says if he was able to, he would.
We are relying on local governments to put those restrictions in place. I would also say, look, people, please, this is not the year. Even if you think you're being extremely safe, it's so easy. One spark, everything is so dry. It's drier than you think.
Governor Cox reminds Utahns that if they start a fire, they will be held liable. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Harley Barnes.